I'm so tired. It's pitiful. And I have creative recipes due on Thursday. And I'm sad.
What are you going to do recipes on?
I don't know. The teacher wants me to start from basic recipes like white sauces, like you know what those are. and gelatins. They're like gelatins and soups and stuff like that. And we have to.
Sounds too hard.
Well, yeah, it can be pretty hard. Give it your real hard. No, she wants us to take examples or samples or whatever to class. To do that, so I think I won't even take it and get 5 points.
Didn't you have a test today?
Yeah, it was German. Last time I thought I did good, I didn't do very good. I'm not very happy, but that's okay.
Didn't you say you took German in high school much?
Yeah, I took 4 years, but it's hard in college.
I'm just ain't trying.
Oh, that's it. I'm just a quitter. Don't you have any tests? I thought you said you had to study.
No, I got one Monday. I got a lot of reading to do, though. I got about 6 chapters I haven't read yet. What?
Well, you're doing real good.
I don't know. It's a home ec class. It can't be that hard.
Yeah, you like to procrastinate. Obviously. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do for the summer? Since we get out of school soon.
I'm going to Florida as soon as I get out.
And then
I think I'm going to go home and go to school to work in Fort Worth. But I'm not real for sure. I might have to go to school down here.
Really? I'm just gonna get a job. I kinda wanna be a waitress and stuff, but I don't know.
Yeah. I wanna work in a bar.
A bar?
Yeah, be a bartender would be fun.
But don't you have to go to school for that? I heard like you have to pay $300
or something. No, I mean you can go to a professional bartending school. It's not really necessary. A friend of mine back in Fort Worth, a bartender at Red Lobster, we got it.
Oh, Red Lobster.
Well, he gets a lot of money for bars too. You get a lot of tips and stuff, you know.
Well, I don't think of Red Lobster a bar, I think it's a restaurant.
Well, it's got a bar.
I've never
seen
the bar. Oh, like when you have to wait to eat and stuff?
Yeah, have you ever been to eat there?
I don't like it. I hate seafood.
That's right around the corner from my house. We go a lot.
Yeah, I know where your house is. Don't squeeze me so tight.
I don't like people grabbing my nose like that.
I'm sorry.
Hearts.
Wayne. No.
Knees ticklish?
Yes, very. Stop. Stop.
When are you going back to Waco?
Sunday. It's sad.
That's nice.
Yes, but I get out the 10th and I'm going to go try to find a job. Back home. I don't know.
I was wondering
if you want to come home with me next weekend.
Meet your dad?
Yeah, meet your parents.
I don't like meeting people's dad.
I'm sure he wouldn't like to meet you either, but...
Most dads don't like me.
No, but I told him I'd let you meet him, so you kind of have to now. He thinks you're coming. Surprise!
Oh, I'm scared of people's parents.
Oh, are you shy?
Well, you can meet mine when you can too.
Okay. Sounds good. Oh.
I already met my sister. Yeah, I met my little niece though.
How old is she?
She turned 1 last month for her first birthday party.
What does she look like?
Gorgeous. She's got not very much hair at all. She's kind of bald. But she loves me the best of it all. Her bunny.
Oh, her Uncle Denny.
Yep. Got to buy her things that she remembers.
I'm sure she remembers it when she's 1.
She does. She got a tan. Terry, my sister, takes her out by the pool all the time with her. She's a little dark.
A little dark?
Mm-hmm.
That's sad. Baby's probably darker than
her. She is. She got a real good tan.
Does she really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
What do you keep looking down for? You shy?
Yeah, I'm real shy.
I just
don't like when you stare at me.
What if your eyes were cute?
No, they're little squinty things. I don't like them.
Can't have squinty eyes.
Yes, kind of like your Japanese eyes.
Come here for a second. Kiss good.
Oh,
piglets.
Stop it. Okay, you're goofy.
I'm not goofy.
Just a joke, just a joke.
You wanna go home? Did you bring a bathing suit with you?
Yeah, I did.
You wanna go hot tubbing?
Yeah, where's the hot tub? I didn't know you had one.
It's downstairs.
Downstairs?
I don't have an accent.
No, I don't have
an
accent. You're so cute. Okay,
no.
You're ugly.
I am ugly. My mom always told me I was ugly.
I'm sorry.
Okay, I got over it. I didn't believe her anyway.
You didn't believe her. I
wouldn't
believe her either.
Okay.
But that always excuses me of gaining weight. I always told him it's a freshman 10, but he's always...
Not fat.
Yeah.
That's good in the legs.
No.
But they look cute in the bathing suit.
Anyway. No, they're not cute.
Or way out of bathing suit.
No. I was a cheerleader in high school and I got these cheerleader thunder thighs. It's horrible. Thunder thighs.
I didn't know you were a cheerleader in high school.
You did? Yeah. It's no big deal.
Southwest Rebel cheerleader.
Yeah.
I know one of them.
Did you really?
Yeah. You know Donna Nice?
Yeah. She was a senior when I was a freshman.
She's my sister's old roommate down here.
Oh, really? That's weird. When I was in like, first grade, she used to babysit me.
Really?
Yeah. And her brother Bubba?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bubba, he's a fight out with a bunch of my friends out in San Marcos.
We fight out.
Fags.
I went and rode the river, well, you know, last weekend with my friends.
Yeah, fun?
Yeah. We ran into some people from San Marcos.
It was cloudy around here. It was cloudy down there.
Yeah, well, Saturday. Saturday was Sunday. And sunny, and Sunday was not. So I can't talk. We ran into people from San Marcos.
Did you meet some guys?
No. We met girls, and they didn't. They went to San Marcos, but they weren't in the Greek system, I guess.
Didn't meet guys.
Didn't meet any guys.
Yeah.
There's no guys to meet there. I don't know. Like Friday night we went and what did we do Friday night?
I don't care. Kind of about a kiss. Got a cute little smile. A little bit of teeth too.
What wisdom teeth
are going in? You going in straight?
No.
Have you ever had one out before?
No, and I don't want to.
They hurt.
I know they hurt.
I got two cut out.
Can't eat. I only have one growing in, I think. My dentist hates me because every time I go, I have about 15 cavities. And I don't like the man. He's weird right now.
Who's your dentist?
Dr. James B. St. Louis.
Boy.
sounds
like a nice
sounds
guy.
Sounds like a quack. That's okay. No big deal. Got a headache.
Some aspirin.
Do you have any?
Yeah. Get some. There you
okay.
go.
What a guy.
Nuprin. My sister left it over here. She said it helps her with her cramps.
I don't have cramps. I have a headache. It's a nice topic.
Take this, don't.
It's kind of fun, though.
It's kind of fun.
To watch him jump.
Is it?
Yeah. Because usually try to be all macho and stuff, but it would tickle.
No, I don't.
I'm just kidding.
You giggle a lot.
I'm sorry.
You got cold hands, too.
Cold hands is a sign of a warm heart.
You got a warm heart?
Yeah.
Doesn't feel warm to me.
Oh, that's nice.
Got little big fingers.
No, you just got long skinny fingers.
Better to touch you with, my dear.
No. Don't think so.
I was just kidding.
Just a joke. I'm so excited. I went to the store the other day and I bought like this little BU thing. Like it's wooden.
BU.
It says BU and it says Family Bears. It's green and gold. It's so cute. I bought it for a new apartment next year.
Where are you going next year?
Rivercrest. You know where that is?
Sort of.
Daughtry Dodger or something like that. But I live at the same roommates, like Laura and Paige.
Yeah, I know them. I met them when you brought them down here.
Yes. Anyway, we're gonna live together again. Well, Paige is never there, really. She's always at home with her boyfriend or whatever. But that's okay.
Let me get up and change the radio station.
Okay, let me do that.
I don't want to get tired of James Taylor.
I never cared for Mitch either. It's okay.
You got tight little jeans on, don't you?
I don't have tight jeans on. They're just tight because I'm sitting down. That's why.
Just a new little belt?
Yeah, I bought it the other day.
I've never seen you wear that before.
Well, you haven't seen me very much.
I've seen you a few times.
Oh, yeah.
You come down to visit your friends a lot. I see you.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen you by myself a few times.
A few. A couple.
Hope there's gonna be some more.
Me too. This week after Sunday.
Yeah, we did. Both be in Fort Worth this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm gonna try to get a job at Chili's over the summer. Bartending.
I was gonna do that too.
What?
I was gonna say something about Friday and I forgot. The Driscoll has a parking lot though.
Does it really?
Yeah. I mean, like a covered parking or something, but it's in the building next to it.
That's fine.
And they said we can park there.
All right. That sounds good. What would you do
at night, I guess. It felt like we were so tired.
So the crash.
like our teacher came in wearing a wig. It was like black and big yellow streak right in the middle. And he was wearing like that doggy collar thingy, you know, with the spikes and real weird clothes. And he wore it the whole time he lectured.
Oh, gosh.
I couldn't look at him without that.
Sounds like a cool teacher.
He is. He's really nice.
How are you doing today?
What music are you listening to?
I think it's James Taylor. It's my roommate. I don't really like it very much, but it's mellow.
Yeah, that sounds good. You like being mellow?
Yes, I like relaxing. Mm. Well, since the weekend's coming up, I was kind of wondering if you want to go home and meet my dad.
Sure.
Where y'all live? Don't sound so real.
Where y'all live?
We live in Fort Worth.
That's nice. You're in a house?
No, we live in an apartment.
Where would I sleep?
You'd sleep on the couch. Daddy wouldn't like it if he came in and saw you riding on the couch. Like, he's a little upset.
They shoot me or something?
Shoot you? Yes, definitely.
What? I don't think I've been near Loch Ness.
Okay. I'll talk to you then.
I am.